BBC News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his decision to revoke the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir heralds the dawn of a new era for the territory. In a televised address, he said the Muslim-majority region had previously been exposed to terror and separatism. Kashmir remains under curfew, with troops on the streets and communications cut. Rights groups in the U.S. state of Mississippi have denounced the arrest of nearly 700 people during an immigration raid as unnecessary and cruel. About half of the 700 people who were detained on Wednesday have been released. They were suspected of being undocumented workers. Italy's deputy prime minister, the League party leader Matteo Salvini, says he wants a snap election. He said his party's differences with its coalition partners from the Five Star Movement could not be patched up. Five Star says it doesn't fear a new poll. Britain's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson has instructed civil servants to draw up a fast-track visa programme to attract scientists from overseas once Britain leaves the European Union. About half of all science workers in Britain come from the EU. The UN Human Rights Commissioner Michelle Bachelet has criticised the latest US sanctions against Venezuela. She said they were extremely broad and would intensify the suffering of millions of Venezuelans. The former Kyrgyz president Almazbek Atambayev has been arrested during a second raid in his home near Bishkek. A soldier was killed when his supporters fought off the first raid on Wednesday. Mr. Atambayev faces corruption allegations. Russian legislators have interrupted their summer break for a special debate on recent opposition protests in Moscow. They blamed them on foreign interference. Protesters have demanded the reinstatement of opposition candidates barred from municipal elections.